Hello, hello, beloved listeners, and welcome to another hour of Advanced Living Radio. This is Kenneth Lesser, and once again, thrilled and delighted for the opportunity and the privilege to be your host for this show. You know, I have a prayer that inspires what we do to help be in support of the blossoming of your lives. It goes like this. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely, healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Yes, that's the intention. Week in and week out, and oh boy, we're just going for it and appreciate everything we can do to support you on your path. And we want to pause and say thank you to our sponsor, AdvancedLiving.com, home of the comfort technology. We invite you when you get a moment, visit AdvancedLiving.com, check out what we call a Clark Kent clock with superpowers. And we call it that because the internal microcircuitry has been modified so that when you plug it in, it's like having the Dalai Lama show up and meditate in your room, mitigates the stress from the electromagnetic world that we live in, and helps raise the healing field of energy. It's such a blessing to have. Check it out, AdvancedLiving.com. And now, oh boy, yes, guess what? You are in for such a treat. Week before last, we had Dr. Gina Kim on talking about her wonderful book, The Power to Heal Yourself. And she was kind enough because this small book, and I say small, it's about 120-some pages, but so packed full of incredibly easy-to-access, helpful, important information that we had to absolutely have her back on so that we could share some more with you. And for those of you that hadn't tuned in, let me give you a little bit about Dr. Kim. Dr. Gina Kim was born in Seoul, Korea, raised in Southern California. She received her undergraduate degree in kinesiology from UCLA out there in California. After graduation from the Los Angeles College of Chiropractic in 1987, she worked with a neurosurgeon and then moved to Maui with her husband, another chiropractor, Dr. Rick Wilcox. She specializes in family practice, incorporating traditional and gentle chiropractic adjustments, her own special technique, cellular regeneration technique, flexion, distraction, craniosacral therapy, trigger point therapy, prayer, nutrition, exercise, stretching, guidance to balance and harmonize the body, mind, spirit. And she believes there is this so much that can be done naturally without any drugs and surgery. And she is also the leader of the intercessory prayer and healing team at the Pukala Church there in Maui. So we'll welcome Dr. Kim back in. Hello, hello again, Dr. Kim.
Hello, good morning, Kenneth. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It is just a pleasure. And more that I've been sharing with different people about your book. It's just wonderful. We certainly want to have people go to visit the website cellularregeneration.com where they can get a few more details. And then what's so amazing, your book, they go there, they can order this from your office. The phone number's on the website. We can also give that out. It's 808-871-6996. And would you let people know the book is like $20, right?
Correct.
And
uh-huh.
And what happens when they send you $20?
Well, actually, $20 plus shipping, depending on how many.
Okay.
$5 per book. And when people buy the book was actually written so that I can give money away. All the proceeds or profits from the sale of the book are being donated to charities and scholarships. So if you buy books or book, and you want to recommend your favorite charity or scholarship to me, I will definitely consider donating to your favorite charity or scholarship.
Wow. And if I'm understanding, of the $20 that's sent in for the book, mm-hmm. how much gets to go to be donated?
$11.
$11. Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. That is pretty nice feeling, folks, when you can get something that's amazing for yourself that you'll want to have and share with your friends and family. These techniques you want to be learning and doing these different things with each other. I mean, talk about reasons to interact. And then knowing that you get to, for each book that you get, $11 of that investment will go to the charity of your choice. So that's pretty special, Dr. Kim. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And before we really get started, you know, Kenneth, I just want to say thank you to you for your integrity and what you're doing with this radio show, and as well as your company. For those of us, for those listeners, I've worked with Kenneth in ordering quality products from his company, AdvancedLiving.com, and I just so appreciate you and all the products that you offer. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It is just a commitment that I've made to help raise things in terms of our well-being and reduce our stress, because I believe that there is so much love that is innately within us. And unfortunately, myself and many of the rest of us, when we're not feeling our best, not as much of that love comes through. And so that's inspired me to do what I'm doing, and then to have you as a guest with your book, because, folks, if you didn't tune in last time, she has a chapter in the book about four balancing exercises, and I've been doing those, and oh my gosh, it is just so fun how quickly and easily we can do those exercises. And if we get time before the show's over and cover the other things, we may want to review those four balancing exercises for the new listeners.
Okay.
So now, where would you like to pick up on as we move ahead with discussing things about your book?
Actually, I'd like to go to the chapter that's called Miscellaneous Yet Meaningful. I went over one thing last time, so there's a few more out of that chapter that I'd like to go over. And the first one is called I Love Myself No Matter What. So this one is great to use anytime you don't feel good about yourself or a situation. Look in the mirror and repeatedly say, I love myself no matter what. I love myself no matter what. And keep repeating it until you get tingling or chicken skin, or also called goosebumps or God bumps. That's when you know the feeling really got, the energy really got through. And this is important because if you love you no matter what, who cares what anybody else thinks, as long as you know you're doing the right thing. And doing this overcomes all kinds of problems and situations. You'll naturally find that when you love you, it's easier to love others. And some people say that you cannot truly love yourself or love another until you really learn to love yourself. So the key to true freedom is rightful self-love. So please, especially for those of you who've had tough childhoods, pretend you're a little girl or a little boy and do I love myself no matter what. I love myself no matter what. Every day as a practice.
Ah, that's wonderful. Because so much of life on the planet, being raised in different parents and different cultures, there seems to be a lot of things going on in terms of kids being chastised for not doing things correctly. No, 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 that's wrong. And then sometimes thinking, uh-oh, I'm not deserving love because I made a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, that is so, so important. And other than saying I love myself no matter what, there's a little boy a few months ago that's in third grade and having a lot of challenges in learning in school. And so he's been labeled already and doesn't have a good self-esteem. So I taught him to say I love myself no matter what every day. And 1 week later, his mom said he was doing better in school already. And so I said, so are you saying the sentence? And he goes, yeah, I love myself, whatever. So we had a good laugh and thought, okay, that works. I love myself, whatever. And another time, I was telling my patient to say I love myself unconditionally, and somehow the word came out uncontrollably. we had a great laugh and decided, hey, that works too. Yeah. So anytime I think of I love myself uncontrollably, you know, I have a good giggle myself.
Ah, okay. Well, that's it's nice to know. So the basic theme, if I'm understanding, for our listeners, is about I love myself, and then we have some examples. No matter what, I love myself. Whatever's, I love myself unconditionally. I love myself uncontrollably. I guess so. It's something that someone could be a little creative and find some way of saying they love themselves that helps produce. Like you're saying, that most important part is producing that energetic connection of the goosebumps, the God bumps, the little tinglies, some way where you really, looking in the mirror, feel it. It's just like, wow, yeah, there's love present.
Yeah. It, you
cool.
know, too much of our life, too much of our society is, you know, it's spent on obligation. So I tell people, you know, when you love yourself, you'll naturally have better boundaries. And so there will be less likely doing out of obligation and more doing out of real love. And that's the place where we want to be, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's just to think that something that simple can be that very important and very effective for helping to make breakthroughs. And like when you said that key piece, where there's so many things that people are dealing with of battering, abuse, different forms like that, and isn't that a lot related to boundary issues? As I was mentioning, because you were talking about this, how when we do this self-love thing, I love myself no matter what, or some variation of it that we feel is meaningful to us, that you're seeing that it helps with boundary issues. And I was just thinking of how so many things today we're dealing with, some form of battering, abuse, violence, not necessarily physical, but it can be just harsh words, different things. And so I'm thinking, wow, wouldn't this be really helpful given all of that battering and abuse that's going on, to help us to create those safe, healthy boundaries for ourselves?
Yes. And, you know, and along those lines, somehow in our need and desire to have that love, acceptance, approval, and understanding, most people are too open energetically to the negative energies, to the negativity that's told to us, especially when we're kids, and not enough open to the positive energy or the positive feedback. So back to I love myself no matter what, doing that as a regular practice really overcomes many situations.
Wow. Wow, that's huge. Thank you. And that's, of course, in the chapter 12 of the book, Miscellaneous Yet Meaningful, folks. So, all right, well, what else have you got this year?
Well, I want to talk about another segment in the Miscellaneous Yet Meaningful, and it's self-muscle testing. I just want to tell our listeners that the very first time I saw muscle testing done, or a lot of people call it kinesiology, it all started with applied kinesiology with Dr. Goodhart in the 60s. First time I saw it demonstrated, I was a freshman year at UCLA, and he did a demonstration with candy versus an apple. And with the candy, the muscle testing was weak, and with the apple, it was strong. And his what he said was, you know, apple, real fruit, is good for you. Candy, bad sugar, processed sugar is not good for you. Well, me, the scientific part of me thought, ah, bunch of hocus pocus. And now here I am doing a muscle testing-based technique, cellular regeneration, to bring the body, mind, spirit into balance and harmony. And so there's an easy way to do self-muscle testing. And I taught this to our two boys when they were young, especially when they wanted junk food. I would tell them, like one morning they woke up and they both had coughs and they wanted ice cream. And I told them, go check yourself. So they grabbed the ice cream carton out of the freezer, they put it on their chest, and then they moved, the body moved backwards within a few seconds. What that signifies to us is that, hey, that's not something good for you. And so the little one, he was five, he said, oh, I still want it. But he put it back in the freezer. And so he honored his body temple. And then in the afternoon, they were feeling better, and they said, can we have ice cream? So I said, go check yourself. So again, they did it, and they moved forward, which to us means, hey, it's okay to, you know, it's all right to have that. So, and what was interesting was they had a good quality ice cream versus a cheaper ice cream, and they moved backwards with the cheapy ice cream and forward with the good ice cream. So they got to have a good quality ice cream. So it took the blame off of me as a parent to say, no, you can't have ice cream, you're congested, to them checking themselves and honoring their body. Okay, so how you would do this is stand with your feet shoulder width apart, and then have the intention that if something is good for you, you'll move forward, and if something's not good for you, you'll move backward. And then hold that something, whether at your chest or at your belly, and just settle, take a deep breath, and wait several seconds, and see what the body's response is. So if you're a beginner doing muscle testing, self-muscle testing, then compare junk foods versus fresh fruits and vegetables so that you can really feel the difference in the movement. And then if you're strong with all of them, that means your body's okay, and it can handle all of those things at the moment, okay, in that moment. And if you don't move forwards or backwards, you may be dehydrated. So make sure you drink some water and then try again. Okay?
Wow. Now, and when you're saying this moving, I wasn't sure if that's kind of like a slight leaning forward or slight leaning backward, or actually moving a foot forward or moving a foot backward?
Everybody's different, but yeah, you're right. It's more of a slight leaning forward or backward. Okay? And this is so great to do when you're at the health food store and you're not sure which brand of, let's say, vitamin C you want to buy. You can actually check a few that you're thinking of, and with the intent that, first of all, if it's vitally important for me, let me lean or move forward. If it's not vitally important or not good for me right now, then let me move backward. And especially with nutrient supplements like this, there are a lot of good supplements out on the market. So you want to make sure that it's vitally important or essential for you at that time, because otherwise, there's so many good things, you could be taking the whole store home.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my.
So.
And so that's how you can basically refine that to is just the supplement something that's good for me or not good for me, but about, is this something that it's not only good for me, is it something that I should be taking now?
Yes, Uh-huh. Yeah, essential or vitally important.
Okay.
And then, yeah, those are the key words, essential or vitally important. Okay. And many people also use this method to ask yes and no questions. So if you want to do that, then your intention would be, okay, if I'm supposed to go to this workshop, move me forward. If I'm not, then, you know, move me or lean me backwards. So you can do it like that too. Okay. And then in the Old Testament of the Bible, such a method, like this self-muscle testing method, was also known as consulting the ephod or casting lots.
Oh.
Yeah, so I found that real interesting.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty amazing. So it was actually mentioned in the Old Testament.
Well, as casting lots. I was raised Christian, so when I first started muscle testing, I really had trouble wrapping it around my religious, legalistic head. Hey, is this something of God? Is this something really good to do? And anyway, years later, a very well-known Christian healer, I saw at a weekend retreat, and when he was a chiropractor, he says, you know, I can do laying on of hands and help people with low back pain, but I can't seem to help myself, so could you work on me, please? So I actually did cellular regeneration with him, and he got up afterwards, and he said, wow, God's really given you an interesting way of helping people heal. And I told him that the most difficulty I've had with people were Christians, and which is ironic because, you know, I was raised Christian. And so he came back a few hours later and told me about the ephod and the casting lots.
Well, this is good. I'd be curious. I'd love to get a chance and look that up sometime. You don't happen to have handy the reference to that, do you?
No, but if you have a what they call a concordance in the Bible, you can look up casting lots or and also ephod.
Ephod, okay, and that would go in. Okay, so that'll give us an easy way to locate that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so folks, know that that this is a biblically, you know, actually referenced technique that is now coming back into popularity because it wasn't really used much for a long, long time, and it's a way of helping us to connect. I don't know if people would say that that's one of the ways of listening to Holy Spirit talk to us. I'm not sure if that would be something that people can embrace. Do you have any comment about that?
Well, I certainly think of it that way. I do. And, you know, when I tell people when we're muscle testing that we're actually getting the body's response, and I also think of it as communicating with the Holy Spirit. And when one of our sons was little and he was sick, he stuck his finger out at me because I muscle test with one finger instead of a whole arm. And he said to me, Mommy, can you ask God why I'm sick? And, you know, so I thought, wow, he thinks of this as being able to communicate with God. So
yeah.
You know, whether we want to call it God, Creator, Universe, Love, Truth, the Holy Spirit, Great Spirit, yeah, it all works because it's all about love.
Okay. That's wonderful. All right, folks, so that's one more reason to go visit her website, cellularregeneration.com, and get this and know there's so much more that we won't be able to cover at all, but let's go on to something else in this wonderful chapter.
All right. The next one is, thank you for a great day. Okay, first thing, this one's really easy. First thing in the morning, as soon as you realize you're awake, say, thank you for a great day. That sets the intention to have a great day. Okay, it's much better to say, thank you for a great day, than saying, oh, good God, it's morning. And right after you say thank you for a good day, there's a stretch that you can do before you even get out of bed that will stretch three areas at the same time. And because you've been laying still in bed all night, I ask people to wiggle their bodies, wiggle, 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 like you're having a big old seizure, and just to get the blood circulating, laying on your back, scoot to the edge of the bed, let the neck hang just a little bit so the neck and upper back shoulder muscles are stretching. And then at the same time, hug both knees to your chest so the low back and buns are stretching, and point your toes toward your head so the calves and ankles are stretching. So you're stretching all three areas out at the same time, and hold that for about 45 seconds before you hop out of bed and get going for your new day.
Ah, wow, okay. And when you were suggesting this this wiggling thing, I was thinking of if people have perhaps seen a dog that's wet and they're shaking the water off of them.
Oh, that's a great analogy. Yes, just like that.
and to me, it's kind of interesting. That's just I don't know if this at all would tie in with the pump and dump, but the pump, but this wiggling just feels so good, and for people that are old rock and roll fans, there's a song called "Shaken All Over." It was an old rock and roll song, and to me, it's like, my gosh, what a wonderful way to greet the day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for a great day to say it, and then just do that dog wiggle or the shaking all over, and then your special three-way stretch. I love that, and this adds another thing. I've done the stretch with the knees to the chest, but I hadn't done with the head hanging off the side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my gosh, this is adding another good thing in that's easy to do.
And you use your discernment, yeah? If you get dizzy when you extend your head, then don't do that part, but you can still do the low back buns and the calves and the ankle part. But for most people, if you just lean over just a little bit so that the neck stretching fits, it works great.
Ah, okay. And for the gymnasts out there, you can try and do a whole backflip and land on your feet. But that's it. Goody. Oh, boy.
Okay. Going right on, another one I want to talk about is wearing bras linked to breast cancer.
Ooh.
A lot of people, especially women, don't realize that bras, especially when there's underwire in the bra, is linked to breast cancer. And this research was actually published in 1995, and it's in a book called Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. And they found that breast cancer dramatically increased when women wore bras more than 12 hours per day. And this, what the reason is, because breasts are mostly lymph tissue. And when they're bundled up in a tight bra, especially under the wires, the lymph can't circulate. The next step is toxic breath, and then it can lead to fibrous breath, and then that can also lead into cancer. So don't wear bras unless you absolutely have to. I recommend to women to wear camisoles whenever possible. And, you know, most of the time, if you're small-breasted, this works great to wear camisoles. If you're large-breasted, well, it's harder. So I tell the ones, when you have to wear a bra, make sure that the shoulder straps and the strap around your chest is as loose as possible. You can actually buy bra extenders for $2, and then you can loosen your bra by 2 inches. So, please, for you men listening out there, I'm sure you know women that you love too, so tell them this. And for you women, please, take off those bras as much as possible.
Ah, okay. And that's something so important in terms of for the lymphatic system. For instance, if we tie some of these things back together to the idea of this shaking when someone wakes up and does the wiggle or the or shake and bake or whatever you want to call it, isn't that a helpful way of moving some of the lymphatic of the body?
Oh, yes. Yep. The best thing to move the lymph is rebounder, the trampoline. Yeah. And the next best is also walking is the second best one. You can also do dry skin brushing, light massaging specifically intended for the lymph. So there's a variety of things that you can do to move the lymph. And lymph, there are actually 4 times more lymph in the body than there are blood vessels. So, the lymph system is something that's been so ignored, and it's so important to recognize and to keep healthy because that's what clears all the junk out of our body.
Ah, okay. And, of course, because you're there in Maui, I'm supposed that if we ask, is doing the hula helpful for moving lymphatic fluid?
Yes, it is, among many other things. and swimming in the ocean, too, okay? And Epsom salt baths, those are also great, too. And in general, detoxing the body naturally.
Ah, okay. Wow. And then I'm wondering, for women, the aging and then with the breast, as they would begin to sag type of a thing, I don't know if there's any comment that you could share in terms of what women can do to help in that area, because supposedly you would think, okay, well, I'm wearing a bra, that's going to help to keep my breasts from sagging longer.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about that other than some sources say that when you wear a bra, it can actually, because the tissues don't get to strengthen naturally, that you actually, when you take the bra off, it actually ends up sagging even more.
Okay.
So, that's all I know. And I know fennel can help with the breast. Firmer, more firm.
Okay, and is that the same, like many of us, if you go to an Indian restaurant after a meal, they'll have a bowl out there with some of the fennel seed in it?
Yes, also known as anise.
Okay, now is that the same?
I believe so.
Fennel and anise? Okay.
Yeah, because in my garden I planted fennel, and once it flowers, it has the seeds, it's the exact, it's the anise seeds. So, I've been cutting it and the root and having fennel in my salads. And then, if it goes to seed, I can make cookies with them.
Right. And I've been hearing from some different people that because they put this out at the Indian restaurants after a meal, it's both good for fresh breath as well as helps with the digestion.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Wow. And on top of that, it could help with breast tissue. Okay. So, folks, you're hearing it now.
Yep. Oh, and then the other thing, too, for breast health, switch to natural antiperspirant or deodorant, okay? Okay, ones without aluminum, and boy, it's really tough to find ones without propylene glycol or ethylene glycol. That's antifreeze. So do your best to find more natural ones, because that's all adding to that toxic load within our body, and in here in particular in the breast, because the breasts are, you know, closest to the armpit. And they say that breast cancer occurs the most in the upper outer quadrant closest to the armpit. Okay, so switch to natural brands. And if you don't have body odor, don't bother using it. Okay? Yeah, we have to sweat.
Well, Jesus, thank you so much for sharing all that important information. Now, is there anything else in that amazing chapter of yours about miscellaneous but meaningful?
There are actually several more, and I'm just going to share one more before we go on to another chapter, and that's using microwaves. Okay, if you're still using microwaves, please consider not. Okay, the only time I use a microwave is if I'm heating up a hot pack. That's about it now, because microwaves kill the nutrients. Okay, and there's a study online that also talked about when you use microwave, it's such high heat that it actually releases toxins that can cause major aches and pains. And they call it AGE, age, but, and I can't remember, advanced glycan something. Sorry, I forgot the exact word, the meaning of that, but the toxins get released. So what's the point of having wonderful food if you're going to stick it in a microwave and the nutrients get killed and it can contribute to aches and pains? So I tell people, don't use a microwave if you can help it. And then having said that, a lot of people are going to say, oh, you know, it's way too convenient, so they're going to use it. So if you choose to microwave, make sure you don't use plastic or styrofoam containers. Use safe glass, Corningware, Pyrex, ceramic, those types of dishes, so that more toxins don't get released as you're having the microwave on. And using a toaster or a small convection oven or the oven or stovetop works great without causing damage to the food.
Ah, okay. Well, that's... and if I'm understanding, if someone wanted to look about microwaves, they'd find that there's a number of countries in Europe and Asia that have banned the sale of them.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the long time ago, I read an article, and what impressed me most about this article was that in Russia, as of, I think, in the mid-70s, they had banned the use of microwaves. And that just made such an impression on me that I, you know, after that study, I quit using the microwave.
Ah, okay. So there you go, folks. Go. The power to heal yourself. And of course, that chapter 12, there's just a number of other things that we won't be able to get to. I want to go on and cover some other things. So what else are you thinking we'd want to help share with the people from your book?
Oh, I want to go over some healing your ailments naturally. And that's from Chapter 8. There's a 2008 report by the Commonwealth Fund, and that ranked United States last in the quality of health care among the 19 compared countries. And here we are in the U.S., supposedly the most advanced technological country, and yet we're 19th in terms of quality of health care. And what most of our, what government calls health care, seems to be focused on drug care. So the more we learn, the better equipped we are to make wise decisions for ourselves and our loved ones. And so moving right along those lines, many, many people have headaches. So I want to tell our listeners that most headaches, 85% or so of headaches are muscle tension headaches. That means they got tight muscles causing headaches. And the tight muscles are usually in the neck and shoulder, upper back areas, and they cause headache or trigger up the headache. So if you have headaches, please consider what it is that you may be sensitive to or allergic to, such as perfumes, chlorine, it could be peanuts, it could be MSG, aspartame, sugar, white flour, it could be a variety of things. Do you have any headaches or allergies that you know of, Ken?
For me, I used to get really nasty headaches. I would have some like wavy lines of light that would come through my vision for a period of minutes, and then they would go away. And then about 4, 5, 10 minutes later, I would get a terrible headache behind one of my eyes. And like you're recommending, as I learned that there was had to do with relaxing, I took time to, if I saw those symptoms coming, to do some relaxing and shrugging shoulders and massaging neck, and amazingly, occasionally I'll get the wavy lines in my vision, but the headaches don't happen anymore.
So it's important for our listeners to play detective and figure out, okay, what could it be, and try what we call the two-week elimination. You know, if you're suspecting a food or cleaning product or perfume, whatever it may be, avoid it. Don't use it for 2 weeks and see how you feel. And then add one at a time, one product at a time, and see how your body reacts to it. Okay. I encourage our listeners not to take medication, you know, all those over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, because they don't tell you on those commercials that somewhere between 10 to 20,000 people in the U.S. die because of rupture in their intestines or stomach because of use of these over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. So if you are a headache sufferer, please figure out what you're allergic to or sensitive to, and then also you can take herbs and natural supplements. There are homeopathic remedies. There's such things that help relax, such as valerian root. You can also use feverfew, hopskull, magnesium. So learn about the natural things. And then there are also massage techniques, self-massage techniques that are really easy to do. The first one is pinching the side of your neck. So it's not going to be a little pinch. You're going to take and pinch real deeply with your index and thumb right on the side muscle. And if you take a deep breath in, you can kind of see those muscles stick out. That's where you want to pinch, right under the jaw and the chin. And hold it for about 15 to 20 seconds. If you have a headache, it'll intensify the headache. Then when you're done with it, the headache will be gone or significantly less. So I ask you to do one side at a time, because we don't want to risk at all cutting blood supply to the head by doing both sides at the same time. So do one side at a time, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then another massage technique is right at the base of the skull. You can lay on your back and then use your thumb or a golf ball right in the palm of your hand and just move right along the base of the skull. Another one is massaging the temples. And here it's easiest to do by using both hands with your index, third, and ring fingers by starting right at the edge of the eyebrows and then just spreading out from there. It's hard to describe on the radio.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it looks like from the picture in your book, one hand is pulling down towards the jaw and the other hand is pulling up towards the top of the head.
Yes, Thank you. So do that for 15 to 20 seconds. And those massaging techniques really helped my headaches, because I used to be a headache sufferer for a long time. And so when I learned these, I found that if I could massage myself, as soon as I realized I was getting a headache, most of the time I could make them go away.
Great. Wow. That's worth knowing.
And then may I go on?
What else?
Okay, sore throats, sinus congestion, cough, colds, or flus. Okay, there are certain massaging points that you can do as soon as you realize you have a sore throat or sinus congestion, and this will be very helpful in getting rid of them. So the first one I want to talk about is for the sore throat. You take your thumb, and I encourage our listeners to buy the book because there are pictures in the book. And so take your thumb and put it right under your chin and press up toward the sky, okay, or toward the top of the head with enough pressure that you can feel that it's doing something. And hold it for about 15 to 20 seconds. And then after that, move about half an inch to an inch toward the jawline and again push upward and keep moving and doing this until you get to just before the jaw line. And when you have a sore throat, these points will be tender. So do one side at a time, please. Okay, and then
and
the next.
Are we massaging or pushing inside the jawbone?
Well, we're on the outside of the neck and head. Yeah, not inside the mouth. Just under the jawbone. It's right along the jawbone.
Yeah, we're under the chin. And there's the soft tissue, and then there's the jawbone.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to be inside the jawbone where we're pushing, not right on the jawbone itself.
Right. Yeah, just on the inside.
Uh-huh. Ah, okay.
And then the next one, this one helped me a lot. Put a clean index finger inside the mouth to the very corner of your mouth where the gum meets the upper and lower teeth, and then gently push toward the ear. And I ask you please to be careful, because when you have a sore throat, this one can really hurt. This one got me the reputation of, you know, people, if they had sore throats, would come in and go, can you do the finger murder on me? It's very painful and yet very effective. So hold that pressure, and you can either wiggle or I prefer to just hold the pressure because it's sore enough when the throat is sore. And hold it for about 15 to 20 seconds and do both sides a few times. And most of the time when I do it, the sore throat, instead of being sore throughout the entire sore throat, it gets to be a smaller area, and each time it just gets smaller and smaller until it goes away. And if it's a really bad sore throat, you may need to repeat this every 15 to 30 seconds. And another thing to follow along right after doing that is to gargle with warm salt water.
Oh, gargle with warm salt water. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that always helps. And if you have sinus problems, which a lot of people seem to have, sinus or allergy problems, it's a real simple way to massage. I taught one of our boys to do it when he was a three-year-old, and he was doing it, so I thought, I can teach grown-ups this, too. For the upper sinuses, you put your right and left index and or middle fingers right at the tips of the inner eyebrows, and then massage either in tiny little circular motions or just press gently and firmly for about 15 to 20 seconds. And then glide your fingers over the eyebrows, okay? Just glide them over with enough massaging pressure and do this several times, okay? Next, for the lower sinuses, what you want to do is take those same index and or middle fingers and be right next to the corner of the eye and the nose, okay, right on the sides of the nose, and follow all the way down. Just glide down the sides of the nose and follow the cheekbones with enough massaging pressure. And again, do this several times. And often, depending on how congested the sinuses are, by doing this, you can breathe easier immediately. And if you, you know, if they're really congested, then please keep repeating it.
Ah, okay. Great.
Okay. Oh, one more thing for the sore throat. And this is more sore in the, like, if I may, there's the, like the upper sore throat and then the lower sore throat. This is good for the lower sore throat. You're going to take your index and thumb, it doesn't matter which hand, and then gently wiggle the front of the throat at where the windpipe is, side to side, very slowly. And it's natural to hear clicking or grinding type of noises as you move side to side. And do it slowly. This really helps with the sore throat. There's tiny little sore throat muscles attached to that, and so it will help loosen and get the congestion and the sore throat and the lymph all moving and circulating easier.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sounds like some technique a vocal coach might recommend.
Oh, and one more thing I want to mention about coughs and colds and sore throats, too. If you boil water and then add a little bit of cold water into it so it's not too hot, okay, or put a drop of eucalyptus oil or mint oil, and then you can put the pot on the table, get a big towel, and put a big towel over your head and the pot and breathe in the steam that way. It really helps loosen up congestion. And for, this is especially helpful for chronic or coughs that really kick up at bedtime. If you'll do this procedure right before bedtime, you'll sleep a whole lot better.
Hmm, good. Oh, boy, I love it.
Yep. And, well, of course, when you use oils, please don't open your eyes because, you know, it's going to not feel good on the eyes.
Okay. So when you're doing that, the bowl of steaming water with the oil in it, remember, keep your eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, well, sorry. One more important thing, okay? You can drink homemade tea with hot water, honey, and fresh lemon juice. And that's, I only use honey as a medicine. I don't use it as a sweetener at all because it's like sugar in that it kicks up the blood sugar levels fast and then you have a big drop. So the only time I use honey is if I'm not feeling good, and I'll make tea like this and drink it. Okay, and then, of course, you can also use a neti pot, which is also known as a nose bidet. Okay. And then there's natural supplements like vitamin C, emergency packets, silver, you know, colloidal or ionic silver water, echinacea, golden seal, zinc lozenges. There's a wide variety of supplements out there. So if you don't know of any, please go ahead and research and find out what seems right for you.
Good. Good. Okay. Well, we've got a few minutes left. The program. So, what else would you want us to know and to inspire us to go get this wonderful book of yours?
All right, water. I don't know that I've talked about water since we only have a little bit of time left. Please drink more water. Okay. And the general rule of thumb is, whatever your body weight is, drink half of that in ounces of water. So if you're 120 pounds, drink 60 ounces of water. Okay, tea, coffee, alcohol, none of those things count because they actually can make your body more dehydrated. So you gotta drink more water to help balance. Okay. And then please drink more. Please eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. Yeah. I shifted from eating animal protein, a lot of animal protein, to eating more fruits and vegetables a few years ago. And I never thought I could because I used to be hypoglycemic and I thought I got to eat enough protein. And then I learned things like watercress is 94% protein. Kale and collard are 84% protein. So I use those, okay? And then I never liked beans or lentils. Now I do. So, and the thing that got me to shift more, was because I finally realized that animal protein creates more inflammation in our bodies, whereas fruits and vegetables are high in enzymes, and therefore they're more healing for our bodies. So that's what finally got me to shift. So we eat a lot more fruits and veggies, and more veggies than fruit, of course, and a lot less animal protein. There's a wonderful website called deflame.com. So it's www.deflame, D-E-F as in Frank, L-A-M-E.com. That has a list of all the inflammatory foods versus a list of the deflammatory or healing foods. So please have a look at that.
Okay. Awesome. Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another
one. Okay, I got plenty more.
I know.
Okay. If I want to talk about positive thinking versus negative thinking. If we were to do a muscle test on you, when you think negative, you actually lower your energy and we would get a weak muscle test response. If you were to think positive, it actually boosts up your energy, so that your muscle test will be stronger. Okay, I realized this principle when the kids were little. Every time I would yell at them, I would feel really tired. And so on one of my walks for exercise, I heard, whether you dish it out or receive it, the energy is exactly the same. And with that revelation, I realized, wow, okay, whether I'm dishing out a negative or receiving it, I'm giving it to myself as well as to the other person. So after that, if I needed to yell at the kids, I would, verbally, but nonverbally, I would say, you're a great kid, I love you. And I didn't get tired. So it really inspired me to be more positive with everyone and everything.
Wow. Oh, this is great. Dr. Kim, I thank you so much. Good, important information is available to folks in your beautiful book, The Power to Heal Yourself. This, to me, is something that I think everyone should have. You can learn these kind of techniques, share them with your family, your friends, so that, you know, with all the stuff going on, all the stress, instead of taking a lot of medications, try some of these things first. And Dr. Kim's book is just going to give you all kinds of good things in this handy little friend that you can take with you and learn from. And then when you buy the book, you go to cellularregeneration.com, $11 of the 20 plus the shipping charges, $11 goes to your favorite charity. So how's that for just the most beautiful thing you could imagine? This is, you get healthier and you help give to someone at the same time. Thank you, Dr. Kim.
You, Kenneth.
And we'll just keep in touch, because I'm sure you'll be coming out with more things and perhaps down the road before too long, and have you on again. Who knows what kind of goodies you'll keep finding stuff for us. So thanks again for taking time, and beloved listeners, thank you for tuning in. I so appreciate it. And until we meet again, God bless, and goodbye for now.